Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Stumbling over my words. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. As always, you don't want to call. You can actually correspond with me live. You can jump onto the website, smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. You know what? It's anonymous. You can say what you want, how you feel. Express yourself. I'll correspond with you. That's what we do here at Smooth Drama. And if you're on social media, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. You know what? Myself and Mr. J, a.k.a. I win Powerball every week, a.k.a. I have a third eye in the back of my ear, Mr. J. I kid Mr. J sometimes, maybe. But yeah, you have to get into the Smooth Drama group and on Facebook and we'll let you in. And if you're on social media anywhere, ask to jump in. We'll add you back. Follow us. We'll follow you back. However you want to communicate, we can make it happen. That's how we live it. In the meantime, in between times, welcome to the Smooth Drama Active Apocalypse Show. I mean, the apocalypse. I'm just not going to say that it's done. I'm not going to say this. I was saying, man, the apocalypse is dying down. I'm wrong. I'm totally wrong. The apocalypse is in full bloom. It is only cracking out here. And that's not even talking about the foolishness that's out here happening. I mean, there's the apocalypse. And what is happening with all the shootings, which we'll talk about later. But then there's that other awesome stuff. Like, there was a Guinness Book of World Records, 388 merfolks. People dressed up as mermaids got together, and they got a Guinness Book of World Records. I'm sorry, I know I talk about this stuff and it means nothing, but it means so much to me. We getting away from the world, you know what? I can respect that. But really, is this a talking point? I'm always going to assert the fact that, hey, if people, that's what I'm saying, if people are talking at a get-together, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to 388 merfolks. Like what's a merfolk? Oh, you dress up as a mermaid. We all came together. We broke a record. I got to leave that party. Because I'm thinking something bad's going to happen. I'm just saying. I'm going to stay in that lane. And speaking of that lane, there's a guinea pig that set the record for dunking 4 times in 30 seconds. Yeah. Now, my co-host Brown Sugar says, I'm a little wrong. I shouldn't be so harsh when I say you're the scum of the earth. But I'm always going to say, if you're training horses to crip walk, if you're training guinea pigs to dunk many basketballs into many hoops for world records and acknowledgement, you are a pathetic individual. And I'm sorry. I am not ever going to change my opinion of that. Like, yeah, guinea pigs, they just trying to live. And so you're training them to dunk mini basketballs. Like, look, my guinea pig can dunk mini basketballs. I'm just looking at you. And once again, I got to leave where we're at. You know why? Guess what? There's something wrong with you. You have issues. You're a scary person. Because you do that kind of stuff. I'm sorry. Maybe it's me. Maybe I take this stuff too seriously. But I doubt it. I think that anybody who has the wherewithal and the patience, to train animals to do things that are 900% unnatural to their function, has issues. I'm gonna say that you know, you got some serial killer or something in you. I'm sorry, you're capable. It's my thoughts. I'm gonna hold on to them. I'm gonna fight to the end on these thoughts, right? Because I think that's what it is. I could be wrong. You know, I mean, I could be looking at it the wrong way. I know I saw in San Mateo that there was a mountain lion. It was a cub, but it was still a mountain lion kind of wandered into a classroom. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if I could be calm. Even if it's a baby mountain lion, I'm thinking to myself, man, a baby mountain lion made it into the classroom. What if that was a real, an adult mountain lion? I'm out. How did they get in? I'm like, security, y'all messing up. To me, that's the message from the creator. You don't need to do this no more. Because I'm sorry. I'm not saying that I'm scared of mountain lions. I respect them wholeheartedly. And if I find one in my residence, my place of work, that's a sign to me that it's time to go. It's time to go. I respect the universe's signs. And that's what we need to do. I know it's the apocalypse, so this kind of stuff, it's not shocking. It's not shocking. Can we be shocked that a mountain lion shows up in the class? No. Just can't be. You know, I'm not shocked by anything. Matter of fact, I think the apocalypse has broadened my mind. I was always open-minded, but the apocalypse has opened me up to whole new realities, whole new thoughts of expression and thinking. It's like in being more understanding. So, for example, there was a study that was published in the journal Science Advances, and researchers had did research on dolphins and how they react to urine samples from different individuals. Dolphins, apparently, when they're around each other, they drink each other's urine. And that's how they recognize each other via their urine. And at first I was like, oh man, that's crazy. Right? You're like, oh man, that is super crazy. Right? Like, dolphins drink each other's urine. But that wasn't, they recognized each other via their urine. And I thought, it sounds out there, but then I started thinking, people recognize people by their scents. Like, so for example, if you're dating someone, right? You've been together for a while, whatnot, you know their smells. You know the smell when they're feeling amorous. You know their smells when they're a little angry. It's a thing. You're around them, okay, you're ready. Or, okay, you're mad. It's like you know the smells of an individual. And then it puts into perspective, because you talk about the link and the similarities of mammals, right? Because we're considered mammals. And so we know there's a practice, a sexual practice, sexual, sensual, where people urinate on each other. And it's supposed to be a turn-off. I don't see it. I ain't knocking it. I don't see it. It's not on my yellow brick road to Oz. It's just not. And hey, you know what? If you're listening and it's on your yellow brick road, you know what? Follow the yellow brick road. I hope it gets you there. And tell the Wizard of Oz, I said, what's up? But you look at it and you say, well, if dolphins can taste each other's urine, and that's how they recognize one another, and there's a familiarity to it, they're mammals, they're considered mammals, it would explain somewhat. It's like, and maybe it's a mammal thing. There's some folks that just, your urine, I smell you, and it makes you familiar to me. Like, we're familiar with the quote-unquote pheromones. Maybe it's a pheromone factor. Thought it was interesting. Tasting each other's urine. As we know, there's people who like that. Once again, follow your yellow brick road. I'm not going to be on it with you, but I respect your journey. Tell Toto I said what's up. And speaking of telling Toto what's up, there's a, in the UK, there was a tribunal. And this tribunal, which is like a judicial body, like our judges, they hear workplace disputes. And they said that since baldness was more prevalent in men than women, using the word bald as an insult therefore related to a protected characteristic of sex, i.e., calling a man bald is compared to commenting on the size of a woman's breast. It's sexual harassment. I'm going to say that again. You didn't hear me. the tribunal, which is a judicial body in the UK, said that hair loss, calling a man bald, is sexual harassment, and it's akin to commenting on the size of a woman's breast. Oh, man. So, I'm like, so I cut my hair. Am I harassing myself for cutting my own hair? Because I'm bald. Am I subjecting myself to sexual harassment? It's like, so, I mean, because if someone's like, ooh, you're bald, that's sexy. It's like, I've been hurt. I've been injured. I'm crushed. You called me bald. That's sexual harassment. I'm like, I might be able to make some money. I mean, we're in a super weird, funky time right now where outlandish can be rewarded. Right now, I can be super out of touch, crazy loopy, and it's all good. It's all good. I don't have to make sense whatsoever and still get a chance at some money. I mean, because I'm bald, and somebody says, he's bald. You're bald. That's sexy. That's sexual harassment. I'm suing you. I'm suing the district. I'm suing the corporation. I can't take this harassment. I'm bald. Yes, I know I'm bald. Yeah. That's what we're talking about now. Being bald is sexual harassment. It's like saying, hey, your breast got bigger. I mean, sexual harassment is one of those weird, weird things, because you can't really compliment people anymore, even if you're in. See, because there's compliments where it's like you're attracted, and so you say something, seeing if you can gauge interest. And then there's just a compliment, like, oh, it's a nice dress. Snazzy outfit. Looks good on you. Oh, sexual harassment. You know, I've seen coworkers. Hey, nice outfit. I can't comment. Can't say a word. I've seen female coworkers who've worn outfits so tight that it was quite apparent how they were packing. And I'm talking about female packing. Can't say nothing. Seemed like it was inappropriate to be in the public, but, you know, the same time, you can say, is there something inappropriate with the human body? But at the same time, I can't comment on that human body, because then, you know what? I'm sexually harassing somebody because I commented on their body. Because if I say it looks appealing, which is why people wear what they wear, because they feel like that's my appealing outfit and I want you to look at it, look at me, maybe, allegedly, or I'm just comfortable. You know, this is just my everyday. I don't know anything else. These are all the circumstances. Kind of interesting. Sexual harassment. It's the apocalypse. Only in the apocalypse where hair can be counted, or lack of hair can be counted as sexual harassment. Only in the apocalypse. Speaking of only in the apocalypse, y'all know what we gotta do, right? We gotta do Dumbass of the Week. All right, so our Dumbass of the Week. And this one was tough. This one was really, really tough. But our Dumbass of the Week comes from an Arby's restaurant in Cutler Bay, Florida. A manager at the Arby's has been accused of urinating into a milkshake mix. And how do we know this? Homie was being investigated as part of a child pornography investigation. But guess what? The child pornography investigation, they go and they get his phone. Homie, this is a tough one. Homie filmed himself peeing in the shake mix. So not only is he scum of the earth, he's got child porn. He also filmed himself peeing in the milkshake mix. So when you talk about your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard, and see, it goes back to what we was talking about, the dolphins recognizing each other via their urine because they taste each other's urine. Maybe he just wanted to be recognized by people. Maybe he wanted to be recognized by people, like, you know what? I want y'all to see me. I want y'all to smell me. I want y'all to know me. So my milkshake's going to bring everybody to the yard. In the pedophilia of the quest. It's on your phone. Yeah. They asked him why he did it. And he urinated in the milkshake bag at least twice. He said he was almost sure he threw the bag out. And to make it worse, he said he was working alone in the restaurant that night and that he did it for sexual gratification. I'm going to repeat that. He said he was working alone in the restaurant that night and that he did it for sexual gratification. Because there's nothing more sexually gratifying than peeing in a milkshake bag twice. You know, just the thought of it just made me tingle a little bit. And the sad part is, it's the apocalypse. You can't be surprised because it's the apocalypse. Stupid is in the air. Stupid is like savoir faire. It's everywhere. If you're a Looney Tunes fan, you might have heard of that. This dude, he filmed himself urinating in a milkshake bag. And that, he said, was sexually gratifying. You know what? I'm just Just throw them in jail, lock away the key. Do we need a trial? Do we need a trial? If peeing in a milkshake bag is sexually gratifying, you just need to go to jail. You just need to go to jail. What are we talking about? Just don't lock him up. Throw away the key. We don't need to talk about nothing else. Now, our attendant citizen says, isn't the ocean full of pee? Yeah. But I don't think when you get into the ocean and the people who pee in the ocean, they're not peeing in the ocean for sexual gratification. Like, oh, man. I want to rub my nipples on this one. I'm peeing in the ocean. Okay. So, yeah. He's a pedophile, so there's that. So, now you know how pedophiles think. They pee in shake mix bags for sexual gratification. Oh, man. I don't even know. It just becomes more amazing every day. And I'm gonna go even worse. Cause there's another set of dumbasses out there. Local governments, this is the story, during the apocalypse, turned away 73 million of the federal pandemic aid. Why? You know why? They said some of them, it wasn't something that we wanted to get in the middle of. You know why? Because some thought they had no eligible uses for it. Now, obviously, they didn't talk to their constituents. You're turning down money, because one of them, Manawi, Nebraska, they turned down money from 177 per person. It's turning down money because it's like, yeah, because we have no uses for it. We have, I'm guessing those people, because I know if I was one of them, so you turned down $177 for me without calling me, asking me how I feel. Then the other ones who turned down money didn't want the hassle of dealing with the federal bureaucracy or were politically opposed to the financial aid. Because it came from Joe Biden. If it had been Trump, we'd took the money. But because the money comes from Joe Biden, now I don't want it. Uh-uh. My people don't need this money. It's political blood money. Woo-sa. So you're telling me $73 million of money was turned down over politics. Yep. Man, ask me how fast I'd say, yeah, I'll take the federal government's money. Who doesn't want free money? Obviously, the people who don't need it, they already are robbing the people, so they feel like, well, see, but I'm gonna tell you why you getting this money ain't good for you. That's why they try to explain to you why the money is no good for you when you need money, because I kind of work for a living and this money will help me out a lot. But, hey, who am I for somebody who would take every free dollar that he can get? I don't care about politics. And I'm guessing the normal people, they might have been like, it might have been like 5-10 people like, no, tell the federal government, keep their freaking money. You can't buy us off. Then there had been the other realist people like, hell yeah, cut me my check. Yeah, they don't want it, but we do. I'm sure there was people like that. Those are your dumbasses of the week. Sexual gratification, peeing in the shake mix, and politicians turning down money for poor people because, hey, y'all need it. It's too much paperwork for us, and there's political rigmarole. They trying to buy your loyalties. Stick with us. We not going to get you that money, but we politically are aligned with your interests, if that makes sense. It only makes sense to stupid people. Non-stupid people are like, hell no, run me my check. But we gonna walk away from that. We gonna go on break. This is Pusha T. Neck and wrist.
You're supposed to put the first 500 in the safe and lose the combination.
First in the beach with $1 million on. Bring me my man, we can shoot our own uncle. 8-12 map, black, looking like jungle. I promise you the floor plan's nothing like the model. The money counter thing, it's so exciting. Summertime with the belt, I'm the Nike, the Colgate kilo. The rookie, white king, we big scale niggas. Like we all fighting, you bitch in my bubble. Like I'm still siphoning, she hoping that you let her go. Like a kite dream, your eco-friendly jeweler. You keep recycling, Cartier bust down. Just not my thing to be in the center of that left and right wing. Only time you'll ever see me next to Bright Lane. Wonder where they started from. The facts are frightening. Richard Price playing gave birth to pipe dreams. Now we with $1 million. Bring the cameraman, we can shoot our own uncle. 8-12 left, black, looking like jungle. I promise you the floor plan is nothing like the model.
Like a rock on fire.
together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Pusha T, neck and wrist. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I got valuable stuff on my neck and wrist. Got some onyx beads. I got all that stuff that thieves run up on you and look at you like, I hate you. Got that fake jewelry on. Beads and stuff. Don't want that, homie. I can't steal that. I can't sell it at the shop, at the pawn shop, none of that. Nobody trying to buy it. I specialize. I'm apocalypse proof. Why? I got nothing that's of value to the world still. It's only valuable to me. Like, I traffic in non-value to the world stuff. It's a beautiful feeling to be in that lane. Like, my stuff ain't even important to y'all. To just break in and just be mad. Just break some stuff. You ain't got nothing, stupid. Stupid dude. Some jewelry or something. Anyway. So, active shooter. Man, crazy. Yesterday, they had 4 active shooter alerts. Just yesterday. We started off in Buffalo. Just scoping folks out. I mean, I think most people know the story. If you don't know the story, you know, white guy scopes out a place where black people frequent. Besides, you know what? A lot of them go there. I'm just going to go and shoot a lot of people. He scoped it out, wrote it all out. Then posted a manifesto right before, because he lived 3 hours away. Drove 3 hours over there to shoot and kill black folks. Shoot and kill black folks. Yes, he did. Then got arrested. Then pled not guilty. Like, you know what? It wasn't a hate crime. I know. I've said this before. I'm going to keep saying it. I know I posted a white supremacist manifesto stating how I hate black people and how I was going to go and kill a bunch of black people. But I'm not guilty of it. By reason of, you can't believe what I say and what I do. Because obviously, just because I said I was going to kill people and just because I went and killed people don't mean I'm guilty of anything. Because, hey, that would make sense. we gonna stay right there on that street, right? We gonna stay right there on that street. Then, in Tulsa, patient gunned down his surgeon and 3 other people. Because he blamed them for his back pain. He went there and got back surgery. He's like, hey, I'm still in pain. So he decided he went and bought a pistol. He had a semi-automatic rifle and killed 4 people. And injured a few others. As I got back pain. Yep. then, because, you know, it's the apocalypse. We got to make sure we make no sense whatsoever. Yeah. People at a funeral for a Wisconsin man killed by the cops. Got shot up. They were paying their respects when gunfire erupted at the gravesite. Cops killed the kid. And at the funeral, somebody decides to go shoot it up. Awesome sauce. Not to mention, of course, the school shooting, right? The school shooting where a homie decided, you know what? I'm going to shoot my grandma. And then I'm just going to pick a school and shoot people. And we all saw the press conference. Yep, our heroic policeman. Then find out that the police didn't go in. Police was blocking parents from going in for 40 minutes because they were afraid that the gunman would shoot them. You got guns, but they talked about how heroic they were after waiting 40 minutes and letting additional kids be killed. The people were talking about gun violence, and there was a politician who said, hey, you know what? Laws don't mean nothing. Because people are going to, whatever laws you pass, they're going to disobey them. And I was like, finally, somebody made sense. Somebody made sense because, yeah, it doesn't matter what laws you have. If I want to do something irrational like shoot up a school or a grocery store or a funeral, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Now, there have been some proposals put out there on the street. Oh. So Louisiana, who have a no permit gun bill changed to allow armed teachers. As you know what? That's going to solve the problem. Because, hey, instead of worrying about the police, you know, because they talk about, hey, putting more police in the school, even though that school had a police officer, they was on break outside of the building, even though they said that the police officer confronted homie. But the police officer thought he had a gun and was like, nah, I don't want that smoke. But yeah, they suggested, hey, teachers with guns. Because then if the teachers have guns, then whenever, you know, a shooter comes up to the school, teachers can shoot them. Bam, problem solved. The end. Not that none of the teachers would shoot a student that may or may not allegedly threaten them or make them feel threatened. We can never see that happen. It's a sacred place in school, teachers and students. And I'm going to say that 99% of the cases would probably never result in that, but there's always going to be that 0.1% that's going to make it happen. Somebody's going to get shot, and it's probably not going to be a shooter. It's probably going to be somebody else. Just a thought. So generally, if you're pulling out your gun, it's to use it. At least I'm like, hey, if you pull it out, it's time to use it. You don't pull it out because you're not going to use it. I mean, I don't think you pull anything out and not use it, right? I mean, if I'm pulling out whatever the regard is, I'm using it, and I'm not shooting blanks. Allegedly. Oh, man. Arm the teachers. So that was one suggestion, right? We can arm teachers. Because, yeah, this is how we're going to make it happen. This is how things change, right? We got to change some things out here. So we got to arm these teachers, right? And if we're not going to arm the teachers, guess what? There's a company that's behind the Taser brand of stun guns said it plans to put its weapons on drones and sell devices as a way to stop shootings in American cities. Axon CEO Rick Smith said he's been exploring such a system for years and even published a graphic novel about it. And so, because he's run out of patience with the fruitless national gun debate, I'm going to develop this remotely operated non-lethal drone system that we believe will be more effective, immediate, humane, and ethical option to protect innocent people. Because we're going to have drones, and those drones are going to taser people. Yep. Drones. So we're going to have drone strikes in the school. So, yeah, so far the options are A, arm the teachers, you know, and I'm like, why stop at the teacher? Go on, bust out that the aides, vice principals, principal. Everybody need to be packing. I mean, because it's kind of intimidating, right? You know, you're principal, and you're talking, right? And there's a meeting. And then all of a sudden you look up and everybody's got their gun. They're like, hey, you need to wrap this up, homie. You know, you're in the evaluation. Teachers get evaluated. Administrators get evaluated. You sure you want to put me down as not hireable? You sure you want to do that? I'm digressing. I'm just saying, when you put the gun into the equation, things get a little froggy. Things jump a little bit quicker than they normally would. So, yeah, putting in the adult's hands at school system. Because, hey, nothing says a safe classroom like a teacher packing heat. Drones. And says safe like a drone protecting the school, or a set of drones protecting the school. So I'm guessing they probably going to need a few just in case. They shoot one out the air, we got others. Just go and electroshock them. Stun gun drones. It's non-lethal. It'll be more effective, immediate, and humane and ethical. None like ethical drone strikes. Make the world a better place. I can't make this stuff up, right? Because you can't make this stuff up. Like, okay. So, and that's not even counting. It's not even counting because I almost forgot. There was an I guess I just need to go ahead on and do what I was supposed to do and say, this is the part of the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, it's a couple haters. So, I'll start with the first one. First hater. This is always interesting. Boy was killed by Charles Montgomery Allen. He's a boy that was 8. Apparently, Charles Montgomery Allen decided, I'm just going to shoot. So, living in South Carolina, it's like cars are passing by on the street, and in the middle of broad daylight, 2 p.m., he's just shooting. 8-year-old boy was shot in the neck, and his father shot in the leg. The boy died. Father is supposed to, is expected to survive. Homie fired more than 100 rounds of ammunition at passing cars from the woods outside his home. Like, you know what? He's like, any car that passes by can get it. The apocalypse. Now, you know, obviously, it's the apocalypse. We can blame the apocalypse, right? And we can say, you know what? We've had them gun law debates. We gonna do some background checks, make sure these fools can't get guns, even though illegal guns are still gonna come in. As they call them, ghost guns. They come from nowhere, but they fire a lot of bullets and hit and kill people. But they're not registered. How do we stop gun violence? I honestly don't think we can. See, as I've always said, and I've attested this, I'm a Star Wars guy, this is the Empire striking back. For all the folks who was using the term woke, who was using the term privilege, who's about the Me Too movement, you know what? We're gonna get this back. We gotta make sure that everyone's represented and everyone's treated fairly. The Empire Strikes Back. Now, I'm not saying that obviously we should fight for quote-unquote equality, but the Empire ain't feeling that. Look, y'all seen the rise of white men talking about how hard it is to be a white man right now. It's so tough. People created critical race theory where they're teaching those lies about the truth. Teaching those lies about the truth. All that stuff happened. But why we got to talk about it? That's old stuff. It happened so long ago, as bears no effects whatsoever to what's happening right now. No effect at all. And so that there's a frustration in the air. Perceived slight. Got dudes driving 3 hours to shoot up people and done nothing to them that you don't know. Got dudes firing over 100 rounds just indiscriminately in the street. You know what? Anybody who drives by, I'm going to shoot them. Dude says he expressed concerns of paranoia. Said he told judge he'd been trying to get help for 2 years and never meant to hurt anyone except for the people that I shot. It's so pathetic that if one could laugh at it, it'd be hilarious, right? Because I'm just shooting and killing innocent people. But hey, I need that help. I'm not guilty of anything. I never meant to hurt anybody. I just meant to shoot them. Now, I need help. I have paranoia. And we can say mentally ill people can't concentrate, right? You can say that their thought, they have these thoughts. But then we have this. Where I shot people, but I'm innocent. It's not what you think it is. I just got mental defect. Every one of these people have a mental defect. They know what they're doing until after they're done. Then I don't know what I was doing. I ain't mean to do it. I just squeezed the trigger over 100 times because I didn't know what I was doing. See, I'm saying, can we suspend our belief? Can we please suspend our belief and just believe these cats when they say, hey, you know what? I just hate people, and I want to shoot them. We don't believe them the first time. We believe them after they did the atrocious act. Because, you know, why are we going to believe the atrocious act? We should believe them afterwards. I ain't mean to do that, man. I fired 100 times. 100. Yeah. I surely didn't mean to do that. I blacked out every time I shot somebody. I blacked out every time I shot at somebody. Just, that's just what it is. That's the story that we're listening to. That's the story we're listening to. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Crazy, 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 crazy. On that note, yeah, I probably need to take another break. So I'm going to do that. This is KRS-One, the beginning.
Yo, check the mic. Let's test these levels.
Check, 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 check.
Okay, word. We got the sound. Let me know when the break's coming in.
Nah, there's no break. I'm just going to go straight through.
All right, kick that shit.
Heaven said I can prove it. Any crowd, turn me up loud. KR will move it. Long before Eazy-E is MC, he was ruthless. Kicking around, spitting around, spitting around. Freestyle, I do this. Who's this? You don't know me, homie. I'm the one and only. I turn your tool into a toll. Tell you you owe me. You ain't got to go to the past to know me, homie. I'm KRS-One. My power is now. At his toes. These rappers are bony and lonely. I'll catch you coming out of show me. I don't Oscar or admire. They baloney. No phony. I spit with the time from the mind. So when I spit off the head, of course I'm ahead of my time. Yes, I'm better with time, and it's evident I'm deliberately benevolent kind. This you never gonna find. I'm spitting plenty misery. This is work, not a job. Rappers are crying like a boss of a bird they saw. That's when they get robbed and disappointed. They not anointed. Get them set up like an appointment. joint with fire. Spit the truth, no liar. Heaven said, this is higher. The mic comes, I write books. The heavyweight champion. The song becomes a knockout with the right hook. I'm raw, need to not cook. These fake rappers heads it down, cause in the face of KRS, they do not look. 40 cow style, Alpha Palmer's big drums. When I heat up the cup, the 420, it's done. Light up the cheeks with the chum. I teach when I come. Knowledge reigning supreme, but these rappers speaking is dumb. It's a treat when I come. I'm not what you used to. I'm the return of Cooper all over these tracks like choo-choo. I'm the guru. So when my teaching premieres, it's gangstar. Hitting you and your man in the same car. These whack rappers fuck who they are. KRS is like a hooligan. Hitting them all with the same bar. Hooligan, hitting them with the same bar. And whack styles St. R's, Venus the Mars. I'm teaching with bars, spitting these bars. But youngest under 21 can't even get into these bars. No, I don't blame them if they not seeing these bars. And when I hit them with my universal, they feeling the stars. Speaking of bars, when I spit one, you can see it's all about impact over an income. The big one, multi-directional and exceptional. 10 of my first 20 albums are all collectible. The heat when I'm next to you, truly legendary, underground, undetectable, and revolutionary. Most of what's going on today, you know we knew already. I tried to teach our people of poverty, it took too many, it shook too many. We can see what a curse is, so I re-emerge and show the gentleman who the first is. The minister, frying rat chickens like churches, and the worst is seeing your temperature taken by nurses. IV bag, your family picking out hearses. It's like you at the ball play center, you won't survive these curses. Right means spirit, so I obey what my thirst is. The whole planet, so called Earth, is what my thirst is.
Hold up, yo, I got this. Yo, this is about to be fire. Levels is on point. You sound good out here. Let's get this project started.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was KRS-One, the beginning. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. So, gun violence. Actor Shooter Society. And so I read somewhere where they said that we need to be able to recognize gun violence. Tomorrow is supposed to be Gun Violence Awareness Day. June 3rd. I'm dating it. Tomorrow is June 3rd. And it's supposed to be Gun Violence Awareness Day. I think we're aware. I think we got a clue. I'm sure most people are like, you know what? It's going to be some gun violence. It's going to be some gun violence. We've heard of some gun violence. I mean, they had 4 active shooters things yesterday, and that's what was reported. I'm going to guess every state probably had over 10 shootings. Just guessing. Just because right now it's in the season. It's in the air. People are feeling it. It's almost like a contest, right? Like, because right here in the Bay Area, there was a plot by some high schoolers. There was a high schooler who was recruiting shooters so that they could shoot up Berkeley High School. And they wasn't the only ones. There was in another state, and I apologize for not having that, but they got caught talking about shooting up the school also. So, America finds itself in a unique space you're so racist that you can't punish the people that are doing these atrocious acts, because then you'd be punishing people for doing the atrocious acts that have been perpetrated in the United States since day one. And I mean, there's copycats. There are obviously non-white shooters out there. But the majority of the shooters are, you know, groups of white men. It's mad about stuff. We got to shoot some stuff up because I'm angry. We just need to shoot. So it's an interesting conundrum, right? I mean, the first step, it's like, I'm in Denver, Colorado, where they decided drugs were going to be legal instead of putting white people in jail. Say that again. I'm going to say it. Drugs were legalized so they wouldn't have to put white people in jail from the opioid epidemic, as they call it. Now, no one put them in jail for illegal drugs, so we make drugs legal. Now, we've got shooters everywhere. At school, shoot them up. Go to a funeral, shoot them up. Go to a graduation, shoot them up. Yeah, a graduation. So, I mean, in something that hits close to home, Xavier University, there was graduation. People graduate. And it's supposed to be a celebration. Supposed to be a celebration. So, what happens? An 80-year-old woman was killed in a shooting at a high school graduation ceremony on the campus of Xavier University in New Orleans. Shooting took place by 11:45 a.m. Now, suspect and motive are still under investigation, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because Augustine Greenwood is dead. Augustine Greenwood just watched one of her grandchildren graduate. 80-year-old woman. She's not a combatant, but she's dead. Now, I can sit here and talk about this and how it feels, because unfortunately, I happen to be related to Augustine Greenwood. I found this out yesterday. So, my 80-year-old cousin is no longer around. Why? Because somebody decided to shoot at a graduation. life is not important. Because life is not really celebrated. I mean, we live in a culture of F you, right? And if we can't get our way, I gotta snuff you. If we get into an argument, I gotta snuff you. The art of compromise is not really all that prevalent. But on the micro level, and definitely not on the macro level. It's the old saying, I've said it quite a few times, I'm going to say it quite a few more times. Martin Luther King, not great Malcolm X, but the late, great Martin Luther King said, unfortunately, when he was talking about Malcolm X, we can't disagree without being violently disagreeable. And so, that being said, if we look, we have a culture that permeates violence as a solution. Not because we're defending ourselves from a threat, but just because there's a disagreement. You know, we mediate nothing. I mean, Native Americans can tell you the American treaty system is definitely not honored. Oh, we have a caller. So, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Where are you calling from and what can we do you for?
I'm calling from sunny Mesa, Arizona. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Elite 300 Winning Team. I'm calling from I'm a first-time caller. I didn't know how the program worked.
Huh?
I didn't know how the program worked. I was shocked you opened my line. I was like, wow, okay. I'm here.
Yeah, you called, you get on.
Oh, hey, man. That's a good thing. Y'all actually pay attention to y'all call lines. I've been on 10,000 of these radio shows, and a lot of times they don't open your line. I text hundreds of people and tell them to come on, and they don't open. But you open me up. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm here.
All right. Well, we're 10,001. I was talking about the senseless violence that's permeating our society. And
amen.
How, you know, it's so ingrained in the culture where it doesn't matter. If I disagree with you, I got to kill you.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to you. We can't even agree to disagree and just move on. Like, you know, it's okay. Now, if I disagree with you, I have to.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this pandemic, it shows where people's hearts is, and then when they got that big stimulus check out of nowhere, it made a lot of people who never had money rich, and the people who did have money poor. So the whole paradigm shifted when people that normally used to not get in had it, and people who used to get in didn't have it. That's why we have a healthy conversation like this. And I think it needs to be brought out. It's bad that we live in a society where we can't big up our people who's doing the right thing, and the ones doing wrong, they get more attention than the ones doing right.
Well, you said the pandemic, but I've never seen us good. I don't think necessarily people got money. I think there are a lot of people who are scamming now. But I think that we've always been violent. It's just now there's a magnifying glass that can't be ignored. Because now it used to be certain segments of the population were dissatisfied. But now everybody's dissatisfied, so it's a little different.
Well, when the government decided to change the law and they actually put money in people's hands that they never had money before, it gave them a false sense of hope that the world would change. And not only did it give them a false sense of hope, the people that surround them all won. And the people that they don't talk to, now these people they happy to talk to because nobody else has a job. So it's like if you're playing chess and you've been playing as the white pieces, you got to switch the board around and be the black pieces, and it just totally changed the game. And it's never going to be the same ever again.
Hold on. So you actually think that black folks doing better during the pandemic?
No. It's not black, white. I think that people as a whole, it's like, okay, I was born in 1978. And when I came up, you had to have your grandma, your mama. There was a whole actual system in place. If you doing wrong and your uncle seen you doing wrong, he going to tell your mom before she gone off work. You got your uncle beat you, your mom beat you, and then you don't do it no more and you go fly straight. But now with this internet and it being online, digital, demand media, everything is being done in front of everybody. And some things kids shouldn't see until they turn a certain age. I'm not saying I agree with everything. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm just saying it's some things we shouldn't be exposed to until the proper anointed time.
So in this case, I'm going to respectfully disagree with you.
Okay.
Because as a father, you know, I've had to have the conversation with a son, nephews, nieces about how the world is. And you gotta tell them that truth. See, because the kids can handle the truth. Is when they get disillusioned because they've been lied to for a certain amount of time, then they get that truth. Then that's when they, you know, they erupt. I think that because if you look around, everybody knows the reality. You talk
yes,
to
sir.
Young, they'll tell you what the truth is. But it's the adults who I think they can't handle the fact that they have to tell the truth to their youngsters.
Well, you know, I disagree on that, on the note of when the internet came, it stopped the people from actually being in the shade tree. What I mean by that is everything is on demand. Even if you don't know what's going on or how it's happening, you had to actually, okay, if somebody snatched somebody in Chicago, it would take you a month or two to find out. But with this online media, somebody's going to record it on their camera phone, throw it on their Facebook, and you give me 20 questions. I can't believe you got smacked in the face. Now, back in the day, when I came up, we didn't have all this internet stuff. So you had to go to a barbecue or cookout. But now with the social media and digital media, I've been doing it for over 44 years, people have instant access to reality. And sometimes reality isn't made for kids. I know you can hear my daughter in the background. It's certain calls and certain radio shows I can't have on speakerphone because of the vulgarness, the energy of the show is going to be counterproductive to her growing up. But I was born in radio, so with me being born in radio, going through what I went through, I'm saying it's good, but it's bad. If some people shouldn't have the opportunity to have large amounts of money when they haven't had no prior training or actual business knowledge, so they get this big check and they won't get another check like that ever again in their life. And it threw off the whole us as a society on how we discriminate our funds, how we work for our people. I mean, I have 300 members on the winning team. I've been doing this for a long time, and no matter what I do, every day I'm hearing about somebody being shot. But I'm not shot. I'm just really, I'm appalled because we as a people, we're not taking advantage of the opportunity. I'm glad you gave me the floor. I don't want to take away anything. Yes, thank you, baby. You're the best.
All right. Brother, thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling. And, hey, I'm 10,001. You can call in anytime.
Amen. Amen. All right. You be blessed, brother. You have a great one.
All right, you too. And so, in answering that, coincidentally, California is talking about reparations for black folks. Now, if you, there's been a lot of flight from California, right? If you, if you're a black person, they strongly recommended giving reparations to black people. They did a study and a report, right? And I'm like, man, I'm gonna have to wait this out now. I mean, because if you consider leaving California, can you leave right now, right when they're talking about, hey, maybe we're going to cut y'all a check? And the brother said, hey, you know, people get this money. I think Dave Chappelle did that where they gave reparations to black folks, and folks were just out buying stuff and spending money foolishly and recklessly. That's part of that is an us problem. See, if I got money, if my kids got money, as a parent, you know, my job was obviously to prepare my kids to be out in the world and not be foolish with your money and do the right things. And so as parents, as community people, it's our responsibility to go out there and preach that gospel. See, because we talk about gospels in the book, but then there's the gospel of the world. And the gospel of the world, not talking about being worldly, but being smart, how to save money, investing in your community, investing in yourself so that you can win. I mean, these are the things that aren't happening. So the disconnect in the community comes from the fact that the old heads, the OGs, are not speaking to the young G's. And we can talk about, hey, absentee fathers, absentee uncles. But that's the us problem. Women and men having that disconnect in the media. You know, you have your Kevin Samuels, you have all your different people talking about division and how this is how you should be thinking and this is what you should be doing, when quite frankly, our disconnect is we don't talk to one another. We don't have the honest conversation with one another. And especially to the youth listen. But there's a consistency that you have to have. You know, everything is a consistency. You know, love is a consistency. Discipline is a consistency. I mean, because we talk about, oh, you know, as the brother was talking about, you did something wrong and you had to deal with that community. Why that community still not there? The people are still there. We still here. So we're not transferring that knowledge that was given to us. So yeah, now we got to download it, right? But we got to download it. We got to make that attachment so that they can download it. Yes, the internet. We have access to the internet too. So just like someone else who would give bad advice to your kid is on the internet, you can be on the internet giving good advice, putting that love out there. I mean, I'm sorry. We have to take that responsibility. If we know that we live in a society that is doing things actively to make us fail. If we don't report that, if we don't talk about that, if we don't combat that, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Because, you know, they're fighting against us and we're not fighting back. It's gonna get a knockout, first round knockout. And before I get into the first round knockout, I always got to do this one right here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day. So we talk about stuff that happens every day. Just can't stop, won't stop. Now, Groundhog Day, about Moses Ingram. Who is Moses Ingram? Anybody know who Moses Ingram is? I'll tell you who Moses Ingram is. Moses Ingram is third sister on Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you've been watching on Disney Plus, there's a series called Obi-Wan Kenobi based off of Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. It's amazing. It's a great, great series. Well, third sister is one of the Inquisitors chasing after Obi-Wan Kenobi. She's been attacked on the internet, coincidentally. She's an Emmy-nominated actress. And she shared all the hateful messages and talking about she's the N-word, that she's part of the show only as a diversity hire. These are fictitious beings. The fictitious person that she's playing. And coincidentally, she's the only black person in the show. The only black person talking in the show. Fictitious characters now. They're like mad. And the bad part, The showrunner said that, hey, you might get this negative from the fans. Because a black person can't be a fictitious character. Because that's too much. You can't even play a fictitious character. Think about that for a second. That's the lack of love that we got. So, people need to step our game up and fight the powers that be. Public Enemy wasn't wrong. They was right. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, you can jump on smoothdrama.com and jump into the chat room. It's anonymous. I would love to hear from you. If not, I catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.